when the pandemic unemployment payment was invented by the previous government, it was only supposed to last for 12 weeks. But obviously we've learned since then that this pandemic is going to be with us for much longer than we thought. So in order to make sure that we could extend it, in order to make sure that we could continue it well into next year if we have to, we had to link it to wages. And that's why that was done, so that we could continue to support people's incomes. And they're the kind of choices governments have to make, and they're not easy choices at times. When I hear the Deputy speak, I often hear he speaks as though his party had no experience of government on this island. You know, we've a Sinn Féin finance minister north of the border in the six counties, as you describe it, the Sinn Féin welfare minister. It's a devolved matter. The income support being provided to people north of the border is about £100 a week under universal credit, much less than here. And the incomes of people who are self-employed, rather than getting their full incomes, or sorry, part-time workers, rather than getting full income replacement, it's only two-thirds. Now, I appreciate you don't control the checkbook, but you do have autonomy. And you could take money from other areas and put it into an increase in universal credit. But taking everything into account, operating in the limitations that you do, you decided not to.